Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Since there's not one individual story dominating the news right now, working our way through some individuals who have been in the news. Starting with Patrick Mahomes and whether he's the best quarterback you've ever seen. We'll get to Cam Newton in a second, as well as Kyrie Irving. Right now, Baker Mayfield. John Brandio 1 tweets in, from the moment Baker Mayfield felt he needed to continue to take shots at Hugh Jackson after he was fired, I felt he deserved whatever backlash came his way. I'm asking you whether you believe that the backlash the Browns are receiving is deserved at 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Shep, you quoted a stat when I was in there during the break. What did you say about the Browns?
So basically, the three previous seasons, Baker, before he got there, they were 4-44. And then
That's terrible.
And then even worse, Robin, they were 1-31 the two previous seasons he got there.
Yeah.
And then he goes 6-7, which we all know is under 500, and then we glorify him to be the savior of Cleveland sports.
Yeah, he was built up. I was caught up in it. I was impressed by some of what Baker did a year ago. And I like some of his, like, cocksure attitude, right? Like, I like some of that. But I think the reason you're seeing the clapback against the Browns is because Baker Mayfield talks so much. You know, it's one thing to bring in Odell and get hype, right? Like, again, I think a lot of the hype of the Browns was media created. It was like, oh, wow, you know, could they finally be good? Now Odell is there, you know, and Odell did stuff like wear the watch and the like that got people talking, but Odell wasn't taking shots at people. Baker Mayfield took shots at people. The Texas quarterback, you know, obviously Daniel Jones. I think that's the one that people thought was a bridge too far, and Baker could say it was out of context, but basically, I think the shot at Daniel Jones made him the measuring stick for Baker Mayfield, right? I don't know if that's one you come back from if you're Baker without the performance. Again, all this you come back from with the performance. I've said that before. If Baker performs, he can say whatever he wants, and people will love him. But that Daniel Jones comment in particular, where he said, I can't believe they took Daniel Jones. Whatever he wants to say after the fact, we kind of all knew, you know, the fact that it was quoted in that report, basically what Baker meant by that, I would assume. And even if that's not exactly what he meant by it, it's still the indelible impression that was left. So as good as Daniel Jones looked last week, if Daniel Jones is better than Baker Mayfield, that's going to be a problem for Baker Mayfield, I think. For a long time, that'll be a problem if Daniel Jones is better than Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield, period, just needs to be better than he's been thus far this year. Or he's going to get Rex Ryan calling him overrated. And I didn't mind Baker responding to Rex Ryan. I mean, like, that was a direct shot at him. He was just replying. Now he's in a Twitter battle with Antonio Brown, apparently. Again, I'm not taking anything Antonio Brown says seriously. But the point is, it feels like people have turned on Baker Mayfield. And I think, you know, generally there's just a backlash to hype, which I don't think is necessarily healthy all the time, because it's not someone's fault necessarily they're hyped all the time, but people just don't like hear about it. So they're like, I hate this person, even though they didn't do anything. But in this case, there's a backlash to the hype, but I also think there's a backlash to Baker, and Baker earned a lot of that by being too big for his britches. 855-212-4227 is CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Do Baker and the Browns deserve the backlash they're getting? 855-212-4227. 888-729-4227. Let's go to Jason in Dallas. Jason, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how's it going this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Hey, I'm a Baker Mayfield fan, man. You know, I'm from Texas, and so we would battle Oklahoma, you know, once a year, right?
Sure.
And so, but here's what I'm used to. I'm used to Troy Aikman. When Troy Aikman came here, Jimmy Johnson brought his quarterback from Miami, right? Remember Steve Walsh? And back in the 90s, early 90s, mm-hmm. and Troy didn't say a word, man, and Troy just battled. He knew he was better. He knew he could put in work. He never talked noise. Jimmy didn't really even receive him, but Jimmy came to respect him because of the work he put in. Baker needs to put in the work. I believe he has the talent, but he's doing a lot of talking. I think he's kind of getting caught up in the media hype that superstars do, but you got to perform first, then you can talk that noise and then create your brand and your, you know, and all that media hype stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too big for his britches. It's almost like he bought into his own hype, and now he's, you know, he's writing checks he can't cash.
Yeah, and you're right about that quarterback in New York. If he comes out and ball,
yeah,
it's going to make Baker look real bad,
right? Like, that's the measuring stick, I think, now for Baker Mayfield going forward is Daniel Jones. You know, he better be better than Daniel Jones or else he's going to catch some heat. You know? And if Daniel Jones is better than Baker Mayfield, woo boy, it ain't going to be a good look for Baker. And, you know, like right now, if the draft was from scratch and you could take Baker Mayfield or Daniel Jones, that's a real question, right? I don't think everybody's got an answer to that easily. I know we've only seen one game from Daniel Jones, but the one game we've seen from Daniel Jones is probably better than any game Baker Mayfield's ever played, right? I mean, is that a false statement? I don't think that's a false. I'd have to look at Baker's game log, but I can't remember him ever. I mean, and again, I'm not saying he's a bum or anything, but I don't think he's ever lit it up to that degree. He just got a, you know, the expectations were so low for the Browns when he came in that doing anything good was going to get you some positive feedback. But yeah, I think the measuring stick for Baker Mayfield going forward is Daniel Jones. 855-212-4227. Let's go to James in Miami, Florida. James, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, my brother?
How are you, sir?
It's all good, man. That whole Baker Mayfield Cleveland Browns situation is like a clown show, man. It reminds me of WWE wrestling. New guy comes into town, been pumping a lot of iron, got baby oil all over his arms, wearing a medium shirt, taking the mic and talking smack. And then eventually the old school Hulk Hogan, The Rock, comes in and just laid the smack down to him, man. These guys have been talking a whole lot of stuff. And as you can see, there's nothing cooking in the kitchen. A whole lot of talk, a whole lot of commercials, advertising, come eat at this restaurant. And when you get there, they got a 0-star review. Horrible.
Well, I would hope you check the review before you get there.
I did.
I wouldn't get to the restaurant.
And it was a 5-star restaurant.
All right. And then it was not actually the restaurant that was reviewed by. I know.
Advertiser.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I that's the truth. But it's not them talking. It's Baker. Let's be honest. It's nobody else. It's not Freddie Kitchens. It's not Odell Beckham. It's not Myles Garrett. It's not Nick Chubb. It's Baker Mayfield, right? I mean, you don't have to overthink it. That's the person who's getting the backlash. And that's the reason there is backlash. I think if they were just underperforming after the media hype, people would say, hey, the hype wasn't real. The Browns stink. But there's a little bit of a joy in it because Baker had run his mouth and got a little too big for his britches. Is the backlash for Baker and the Browns deserved? 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Working our way through some individuals today, you know, talked about Patrick Mahomes in the first hour and whether he's the best quarterback you've ever seen. Just obviously talking about Baker Mayfield and whether he and the Browns deserve the backlash they are getting. I want to get to Cam Newton and Kyrie Irving as well. You know, the question for Cam Newton is going to be, if we've seen the best from him, do you view his career as a success or more of a disappointment? Because I am starting to think we may have already seen the best of Cam Newton. And that's a bummer. And hopefully that's not the case. I hope he gets back out there. But there are concerning signs that he's just kind of broken down. You know, he said that he's hidden, or he did hide the severity of his foot injury from the team so he could get out there, and he's not going to make that mistake again, and that he's going to take his time before he gets back out on the field. But I just keep seeing injury after injury with this guy, and just physically he doesn't feel and look the same. So the question on Cam will be, if we've already seen the best from him, is his career a success or more of a disappointment? Let's go to Joseph in Houston, Texas. Joseph, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, man. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. What's up, man?
Hey, we were talking about Baker Mayfield, and I think if he would have kept his mouth shut and he would have been, you know, a little more humbled, that people wouldn't attack them so much. I mean, they got a great squad, but I don't see them pulling it out this season and getting their act together. That's going to come back and bite them in the butt. People are going to be putting targets on their back to make them look like clowns, you know. My Lions, man, what's up with Stafford? I didn't hear anything else after the Vegas thing.
Vegas thing?
I know that they were supposed to, like, move the board on him, and I haven't heard any updates about
his injury. He's questionable. I don't know anything beyond that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. I think this weekend is a pivotal moment in the NFL. Week 4, it's the end of the quarter. You've got some really good matchups. The Lions, I had a feeling they could have done something with Kansas City, at least kept them down. I wanted Buffalo. You know, I think it would be a magical season if some of these underdogs could come up, including the Texans, taking care of business down there with J.J. Watt and Watson. But I just wanted to hear what was going on with Matt Stafford, if you thought they could actually go on the top of that Green Bay division, you know, and do something with that.
Well, look, I still think that division is up for grabs. I do. I Green Bay got off to a nice start of the season, but their offense didn't really perform, and then their offense finally righted the ship, and their defense didn't perform. I think Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit. Detroit's 2-0, which is surprising when you just read it. You know, you wouldn't think it. That's quiet, right? Like, the Lions, they're 2-0? And one, they do have a tie on there. I was wondering, wait, they haven't played 3 games yet? I know they didn't have their bye. They're 2-0-1. The Packers are 3-1. The Vikings are 2-1. And the Bears are 2-1. I think any of those teams could possibly win that division. But when it comes to Cam Newton, shifting back, would you view his career, if we've already seen the best from Cam, as more of a success or a disappointment? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Going to work our way through some individuals. Cam Newton up next. But before I get to Cam, somebody else wanted to weigh in on Baker Mayfield. We went Patrick Mahomes. Is he the best you've ever seen? To Baker Mayfield, do the Browns and Baker deserve the backlash that they're getting? To Cam Newton, if his best has already happened, is his career more a success or a disappointment? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Nick in Miami. Nick, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Plus, number one, pride coming full of destruction. So Baker Mayfield need to humble himself. And he's going to learn quick in the NFL that you have to get rid of that ball. And the thing with Baker Mayfield, I won't label him just yet for the simple reason because it's just his second year. And when the NFL get film on you, it's up to you now to take your game to the next level as far as like reading the defenses pre-snap, going through your progression and getting rid of that ball. And that seems to be his problem. Now, he has the arm strength and everything, and he has a little athletic ability. But I won't just say that he's overrated right now. It's just on his second year. All of them go through it. Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, all of them, Robert Griffin. I mean, they look like world beaters their first year. But when the NFL get film on you, now it's up to you to take your game to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, look, that happens and has been a trend, and that's why people, like I said earlier, were hesitant with Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes has shown, that's not going to be the case with him. With Baker, he needs to turn it around soon, or this season is going to go very, very south. Now, it's already gone south for Cam Newton, who came out and said that he hid the extent of the foot injury he suffered, and he wanted to be out on the field, and you know that he won't do it again. He'll rest and make sure he's back out there healthy before he returns. But I'm concerned that the guy's just totally broken down. And when I posed the question if his career has been more of a success or disappointment, if we've seen the best of him, it's because I kind of think we've seen the best of him. And that is concerning. I wouldn't call it a disappointment. I would still say it's a success because I've never seen anybody like Cam before. You know, Cam, the Carolina Panthers offense was so dependent on one player for so long. When he was banged up, they had a bad season. When he was healthy, they had a good season. And he was more responsible for, I think, an offense's failure or success than any other individual. And he did things at that quarterback position I hadn't seen. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback who was excellent in the open field as a runner and was a punishing short yardage back, if you want to put it that way. Like Cam would sneak for the short yards. He would power through the goal line. And it was his physical presence that made him special. You know, he had a big, strong arm, of course. He could get out and run, of course. But we've seen that from guys. We hadn't seen that plus the ability to just take it straight up the gut. And that's what Cam was able to do. And unfortunately, I think what made Cam Newton special is the same thing that is making Cam Newton's career perhaps go downhill prematurely, because he's such a physical guy and he just took such a beating over the years. And in the NFL, like those beatings add up. Look, football, I say it all the time, football is a brutal sport. A brutal sport. Look what happened to Jamal Adams on Thursday night and Maddox on Thursday night. You know, we spin. This is the positive. Oh, yeah, this guy has movement in his extremities. The news is good. Like, think about that for a second. Yeah, the news is good. He can move his arms and legs. That gives you I think a real clear picture of how brutal a sport football is. And Cam was taking that ball right up the middle against the big boys and taking those hits and those shots. So as physically impressive as he is, everybody's body breaks down to that sort of punishment. And I think that's what you're seeing from Cam Newton. It's like, it's not the one hit. And obviously his foot sprain isn't necessarily related to a hit, but it's a cumulative toll that we've seen from Cam. Because you just can't play that way forever. You know, what made him special may wind up being his undoing. And, just look at his numbers. And you look at some of the attempts rushing the ball. Over 100, you know, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Really, other than he's gone over 100 rushing attempts every year except for 2016. It just takes its toll. He also gets hit. You know, this is one of the things when they talk about quarterbacks being protected. One group of quarterbacks who I think is not protected is mobile quarterbacks. I think refs get used to seeing them out in the open field, and because they're running, even when they're in the pocket, the refs are still viewing them as runners. And I've seen Cam just take so many shots after he threw the ball. And, you know, like those add up. And that's what I think we've seen is the cumulative total of the punishment that Cam Newton has taken. So I hope he gets back out there and I hope he can be himself again. But I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if we've already seen the best of Cam Newton, which leads to the question, if we have seen the best, is his career more of a success or a disappointment? 855-212-4CHOW. 4227. I go with success. He had an MVP season. I've never seen a quarterback do the things that he did, you know, as an inside the tackles runner and an open field runner and a QB from the pocket. You know, he was a special player, but it's part of that that has been his undoing as well. And unfortunately, you know, I think he may be close to done.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. Been working our way through some individuals today. Patrick Mahomes and whether he's the best QB you've ever seen. Whether Baker Mayfield and the Browns deserve the backlash they're getting. I want to get to Kyrie Irving. But right now we're talking Cam Newton and whether if we've seen the best of him, if we have seen the best of him, whether that means his career is more of a success or a disappointment. At 855-212-4227, D. Garrison tweets in, the Cam Newton situation loosely reminds me of Calvin Johnson, the most physically gifted player to ever play their respective positions, who at times of their career looked untouchable, but whose bodies just couldn't hold up under their own strength. I think that's pretty fair. And I would have to say Cam's career has been a success with a disappointing ending, is how I would put it. Let's go to Noah in Tennessee. Noah, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. I was just going to tell you that I think it's a disappointment for Cam Newton in general because he needs to look back at Donovan McNabb when he was playing with Philly. Look at Michael Vick. I mean, he would have common sense to look to take care of his body better than and it's not even – it's more of a fashion show for me whenever I see him on TV. It's not more about his stats. Nobody ever talks about that. Everybody talks about how he's dressed.
He dresses in a certain way, and I wouldn't say it's my style, but that, I don't think that has anything to do with the play on the field. I mean, the guy's an MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. As far as his playing style goes, I think that's a function of how they've run their offense, too. I mean, they've relied on that because they haven't had any personnel around
them. Yeah, besides Jonathan Stewart, I mean, that's the only really technically running back they've ever had. And just one last thing, if you don't care, the whole Baker Mayfield thing, I think it's another run of Johnny Manziel. Soon we can see Baker Mayfield being on a State Farm commercial.
Well, again, I don't, you know, we have to be careful what degrees you put things in, right? Like, Baker Mayfield's not Johnny Manziel just because they both were in Cleveland. And they're both, like, white guys who, you know, were college stars. You know, like, it's Johnny Manziel had real troubles in his life. I don't know what he's up to now or how he's doing, but he had legitimate, like, red flags that make you concerned not just for him as a player and how it will pan out, but, like, as an individual and his overall health. You know, like that, there's nothing with Baker Mayfield that's comparable to Johnny Manziel in that regard. And when it comes to ability, you know, Johnny Manziel never proved he belonged in the NFL as a player. Baker Mayfield clearly belongs in the NFL. And while he may run his mouth and get some heat for that, he's not done anything that puts him in the same category as Johnny Manziel. So we have to be careful about stuff like that. Just like when they said to Baker it was a very A-B stylish post. You know, there's nothing about Baker Mayfield that should be compared to Antonio Brown either. The only guy I said before I'd compare to Antonio Brown is Richie Incognito. They're not the same, but in a sense where they have a pattern of behavior that makes me go, like, what is wrong with this person? They need help. Now, Richie Incognito is still in the NFL at this moment, and I think that shows you that NFL teams care more about the coverage of your conduct than the conduct, right? And none of us are talking about offensive linemen. I haven't spent any time, you know, on Richie Incognito, but that's a guy who I would put in the same grouping with Antonio Brown. I wouldn't put Baker Mayfield in the same grouping with Antonio Brown. I wouldn't put him in the same grouping with Johnny Manziel. He's being talked about because he talked. That's it. Not because of anything else he's done. PJ in Alabama. PJ, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing, bro?
How are you?
First time caller. Great show, man.
Thank you.
But I got to say, by Cam, man, I think it's a success, dog. You know, the 1 year in college, having the best single year ever for a quarterback, and then coming in doing what he did his rookie year, and he changed the whole franchise, got him back being a playoff contender, man. But that's just my opinion. I think it's a success.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not your opinion. He did.
I mean, yeah. You're right.
You know. He did. The question, I think what happened with Cam is, after that MVP and Super Bowl year, people got to a point where they're like, all right, he's next. And then that next never came. And that's the disappointing part of it. But still what he did to that point game, you know, that's still a thing. I mean, the guy still has played in the NFL for, what, eight years now? Something like that. Came in around 2011, I think. So Cam has had a body of work. The problem is, it looks like his career trajectory is more in line with a running back than with a quarterback. And I think that comes with his punishing running style. You know, what is he, 30 years old? Remember, Andrew Luck was 29 years old. And he said, enough. I'm too beat up. I'm too hurt. I'm not saying that's going to happen with Cam, but I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities with Cam either. Caesar in Dallas. Caesar, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, Robin?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. You know, I just want to talk a little bit of Cam, and you know, it's real tough to see him go down like this, you know, especially when you watched him throughout his whole career. You know, even back in college, you know, all those highlight plays he did running through the defense. You know, he's a big quarterback. Eventually, you know, those hits came back and haunt him. You know, all those punishing hard hits he took in the end zone throughout games. You know, instead of sliding, yeah, it's fun and cool watching him, you know, take those hits. But, you know, as an NFL fan, you know, I played football in high school, and I know what it's like to get hit. But, you know, he's an NFL quarterback. You know, he's not a lineman or even a defensive linebacker. You know, quarterbacks aren't supposed to take those kind of hits. You know, it's just hard and tough to see him go down like this. But I really hope he gets healthy. You know, that's my most important thing. I don't want him to suffer another crucial injury, concussion, you know, shoulder, foot. You know, any little injury, it's severe, you know, especially to his NFL players. I mean, we saw it Thursday night. Those back-to-back hits on Adams and then that cornerback Maddox, yeah, it's just tough. That sport is crucial, man. You know, it's you putting your life on the line. You know, every time you go out on the field, and I just wish these players can get the help they need after they finish playing, because it's just a dangerous sport.
I mean, it certainly is. There's no sugarcoating it. It's a dangerous sport. It's a violent sport. It's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. You know, there's some controversy over that hit on Adams. It was Derek Barnett of the Eagles, right? Made the hit. And I was surprised just how many people were crushing him for the hit. And I thought to myself, you know, none of these guys are playing with instant replay. You know, they don't play this sport with instant replay. And you're tasked with bringing down some of the biggest, strongest, fastest people on the planet, and you're taught to finish the play. And, you know, Barnett came in late there, and the player was held up. Adams was held up when he came in and made the hit. So I'd be okay with a fine or a penalty. But the idea that he should be suspended and the like, you know, you're putting a lot of onus on guys to do calculus in real time. That's just not really possible in the sport that they're playing. Because if they don't bring the guy down, they're criticized for not finishing the play. And these guys are hard to bring down. You know, you think it's easy to bring Saquon Barkley to the ground? Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, that's part of what you see. I mean, even in Maddox's case, it was his own teammate, just a play out there. And it's brutal. I think sometimes when fans lose their mind about a particular hit, it's more their guilty conscience being projected. Because ultimately, what's the question? You're either okay with football or you're not. That's kind of where I'm at. You're either okay with it or you're not. And I think, you know, I've been very open on this show before that I go through a struggle about it, knowing the toll it takes on guys' bodies and brains. And the only way to really make the game safe is to fundamentally change it. If you don't fundamentally change it, you're dealing with a brutal, dangerous game. And because of the way Cam Newton has played quarterback over the course of his career, he's banged up. And I'm not going to criticize him for his playing style. His playing style is what's made him special. You know, he has to play his game. But his game always had an expiration date attached to it. And it was a shorter expiration date than a typical career. It's like, you ever buy kale or spinach from the grocery store? And the expiration date's always like, you're like, what, tomorrow? What am I supposed to do with this? You know, at least with like milk or something, you get like a week and a half, 2 weeks sometimes. The kale and that, you're like, what? Expiration date's in 2 days? And then that's the thing when you're going to play the way Cam Newton plays. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Adam in Richmond, Virginia. Adam, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, man. How are you doing? I was just listening to you talk about Cam, and I just finished watching the YouTube video that he made.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with most of what you said, but and maybe I missed something because I didn't catch all of what you said.
Okay.
But what hasn't been brought out is that the team over the time that he's been there hasn't done a whole lot to help him, especially as far as an offensive line and receivers.
Oh, he's been responsible for, I did bring that up, a bulk of their offense. I said even before, I think he might have been responsible for more of a team's offense than any individual player in the league.
Yeah, because for a while, he was put in positions to where, you know, he had to run. He was running for his life. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing Cam for the throws that he made that he shouldn't have made, trying to force the ball to receivers instead of throwing it away to live to fight another day. But, like, again, sometimes he was put into those positions. And I got this to say, the average fan cannot name a number one receiver he's had besides Steve Smith. He's had guys they tried to make number one like Funchess and Benjamin is out of football now. You know what I mean? So they really haven't done what this guy needs to help him. But like I said, I'm not excusing him. He's made some bonehead throws. Thanks for taking my call, and it's always a pleasure listening to you, Robin.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. No, that's why I said I would view his career as more of a success than a disappointment, because that's part of the context. You know, they were so reliant on him, and they exhausted him. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey has not been there very long, obviously, right? I mean, Christian McCaffrey is a tremendous player. Besides that, he had Steve Smith earlier in his career, and it was towards the end of Steve Smith's career, obviously. And then Greg Olsen was probably his most reliable receiver. And Greg Olsen, a very good tight end, but not a number one option for an offense, right? Like, that he's the guy that you feel comfortable with as the safety blanket, but not the guy who's taking the top off the defense. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's been something that has plagued Cam Newton's career. And it's one of the reasons that Cam Newton has had to play the way that he's played, and that Carolina forced him to play the way he played, or designed their offense to play the way he played. Like, that, you know, part of that's because you want to get the most out of him and you want to build your offense and tail your offense around his abilities. And part of that was necessity. And, you know, you have to do that risk-reward analysis in your head. If you're the team, I think ideally you would have liked him to take fewer of those hits over the years so that he could be the quarterback longer. But in trying to take advantage of their window, they realized that was their only way they were going to win games. And now you see the aftermath when it comes to Cam Newton. The question is, do they have his heir apparent in-house? You know, Kyle Allen had a nice start last week. We'll see if he can replicate that. I mean, you know, there's differing levels of how impressed you are by an individual player. And Allen, I didn't watch that game intently. The numbers stood out. I didn't see anything like I saw with Daniel Jones, where the thing about Daniel Jones and his one performance, at least I know, like, that guy can run. You know, Daniel Jones can run. He can really move. and he has a talent in that regard to go with his you know, arm talent. That's a new catchphrase, by the way. Have you heard arm talent more often in the last like 3 weeks of your life than you heard it going into the, you know, those 3 weeks? I think arm talent is the new RPO. Like RPO is what people talked about last year. You'd just hear any college game, you're like, RPO, RPO. This year, arm talent. That's the new buzzword. But you see that from Daniel Jones. Kyle Allen, it would be interesting to see how he performs because the offense did open up from a passing standpoint with him in there. Cam Newton has a bum shoulder. Not only has a bum foot, he's got a bum shoulder. Couldn't really throw the ball. So in the short term, they probably are better off with Kyle Allen because Cam Newton's broken down. All right, I started the show really quickly referencing NBA Media Day, and I'm very excited for the NBA season, and I'm excited for one team in particular above all else, and that's the Brooklyn Nets. You know, I want to say a few things about the Brooklyn Nets in general, but because the theme of this show, it's taken on a theme, has been individuals, we will focus on one individual, and that's Kyrie Irving. You know, talked about Patrick Mahomes and whether he's the best player you've ever seen, period, best quarterback you've ever seen in this moment. Whether Baker Mayfield and the Browns deserve the backlash that they're getting. Whether Cam Newton, if we've seen the best, his career is more a success or a disappointment. Now the question for Kyrie Irving, is he the most underrated player in basketball all of a sudden? Because I think he might be. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.